Welcome back to Horizons. Father Billy Hoyne, welcome to Horizons.
Thank you very much, David.
You're a Franciscan friar based out of Killarney, but you're also part of the Justice, Peace and Integrity of Creation Committee?
That's right, for the Irish Franciscans, yeah.
And so you are involved in quite a lot of things locally, but you're also part of the wider Irish committee of the JPIC.
That's right, yeah. The Franciscan Justice and Peace and Caring for Creation Committee. Yeah, that's true.
So you have knowledge of maybe many more things than your average person. And I was wondering if you could tell me about some of the activities you've been involved with or that you're familiar with.
I'd like to start then, David, talking about Franciscans International. They have an office in Geneva, which has a right to present reports on civil rights when the UN General Assembly meets in New York. On the local scene here in Ireland, thanks to a report on the current situation regarding travellers' rights submitted to the Franciscans' international representatives, there hopefully will be a result of pressure on local and national government to take action in terms of better health, education, housing and employment conditions for the members of the Irish travelling community.
That's very interesting. How could a movement like that for something as local as the Irish travelling community get started in Geneva?
Because we are members, Ireland is a member of the UN General Assembly, and any pressure that they recognise the Franciscans International as having a right to speak at the assembly as well. So therefore, the pressure would come through them to the Irish government, and that would be passed on both to the local scene as well, the county council, apart from the government itself.
And do you have any idea what kind of action this will spurn the county councils or the government to do?
Again, it's the old story of there's money available there, I'm aware of that, and this money hasn't been spent. So it's a matter of reinforcing the pressure on local government, especially to take action for the good of the travelling community.
Yeah, yeah. I understand as well, Father, that you're very close with a couple who were over here from Pakistan.
That's correct. About 2 years ago, a Pakistani Catholic couple came looking for us to advocate for them so that they might get refugee status. Christians are a tiny minority in Pakistan and they're persecuted, sometimes to the extent of having their churches bombed and even being killed. They attend Sunday Mass here in the Friary and we have advocated for them with their application. They have not been accepted so far as refugees, but meantime they have been able to work here and contribute greatly in volunteering. The lady works as a receptionist in a hotel which houses refugees, and her husband has followed a course in office management and works at security in a local bar. At present, he's undergoing training for a job with Tesco. He also works in the local Vincent de Paul shop and volunteers with the local Special Olympics Committee. So far, they have received no decision as to their future status in Ireland. I believe that our country would be greatly enhanced by the contribution they would make if this couple were finally given status. Only as late as yesterday evening, they informed me that they have been asked to move to Bray and have been assured that they will have similar supports there from church and state. We would certainly miss this deeply committed Christian couple in Ireland, especially in Killarney.
That's such an awful thing that the roots they'd put down in their local community, like you said, that they were volunteering in Vincent de Paul and with the Special Olympics. Now they're just gone to a place that they don't know.
That's right.
Did they have safety concerns about leaving Killarney, where they're familiar with, and heading up more in the direction of Dublin, where there's been a lot of unrest, shall we say?
Yeah, well, in the light of what was going on around City West, they said to me, all we want is to be reassured that we'll be in a safe place. And hopefully that will happen for them in Bray.
Yeah, please God, I hope they are safe and secure where they're headed now. Yeah. I understand as well, Father Billy, that you personally went to Sarajevo.
Yeah, at the beginning of October, I was at a meeting in Sarajevo of European and Mediterranean Franciscans involved in justice, peace and caring for creation. As we know, there has been a civil war in former Yugoslavia which caused the deaths of many thousands. This was only halted when NATO forces bombed the country. The healing of trauma and hatred takes a long time, and so the friars who worked there focus on bringing the young people of Muslim, Catholic and Orthodox families together, and with them work young Muslim and Catholic volunteers, often at great risk to themselves. As we know, Muslims venerate Jesus as a great prophet, and it can happen that they pray together in their mosques and in the churches. One concrete example was a young Muslim in his 20s who drove to collect a group of Muslim children in a village in the suburbs of Sarajevo. He forgot that he had a big crucifix hanging over the dashboard of his car, and when he came out of one house, he discovered a group of suspicious, angry-looking men surrounding the car.
Oh dear.
Luckily, he navigated this potentially dangerous situation successfully and was allowed then to continue back to the parish in the city centre where the children were brought together to meet and play whatever games that they played there to integrate them into society.
Was it his own car that he had the crucifix hanging on?
I think so.
Oh, okay. I was wondering why he had a crucifix on his dashboard if he was a Muslim.
There you are. No, so it's a revelation to me that they would worship in each other's churches, you know, church and mosque and vice versa.
Yeah, you were saying that the Muslims would pray in the church and the Christians would pray in the mosque. Yeah. That's, I don't know what a word for that is, but it's kind of a cross-pollination I've never heard of before.
Yeah. So it's great. It's great to see, because that's the way peace will eventually come to that part of Yugoslavia.
Acceptance of each other.
Yeah.
So, Father Billy, you've been in Poland in the past, and I understand that some of your brothers in Poland were telling you about things happening there.
That's correct. So, staying with the refugees, then, when the war in the Ukraine broke out, the Polish people welcomed and accommodated 2 million Ukrainians.
Wow.
That's which is a fantastic thing. I know we accommodated 50,000 here in Ireland. And in the Franciscan friaries then, they managed to accept 2,000 for long-term accommodation, which is no mean achievement either.
Yeah.
But the Polish friars, they were in attendance at this meeting, as were Croats and all sorts of people. There was also a lovely friar, Franciscan. He works in Rhodes, R-H-O-D-E-S.
Oh.
Yeah. And he was delightful kind of a guy. He actually did a course here in Irish when he was in Cork.
Oh, good, good.
And he has the couple of focal, you know.
Oh, forget. Wait, I'm glad you spelled Rhodes, because I thought that he would actually be out building roads for people as part of his work.
Yeah.
It seems like the brothers do fantastic work across the world. Do they ever have any concerns for their own safety when they're going into places like Syria, which, from what I understand, can be quite dangerous?
I just know that some of them died during the civil war. Now, what the circumstances were, I'm not sure. Some of their family members, maybe brothers, would have been in the army and would have been killed. So that's as close as it came, certainly, to the Franciscans.
Oh, no, that's very sad.
Yeah.
And I understand you have a story as well about your founding saint, St. Francis.
That's right. St. Francis, as a lot of people know, he took up from Jesus the greeting, "The Lord give you peace." So his whole idea then, he got this inspiration during the Fifth Crusade to go and to meet the Sultan and to plea for peace. So he sailed from Italy during the Fifth Crusade, which was in 1218, with the strong intention then of proclaiming this peace to the Sultan, Sultan Malik al-Kamil at Damietta, which was being besieged by the Christian army. And he and a companion made it unarmed across the enemy lines to the presence of the Sultan. He addressed the Sultan with his usual greeting, "May the Lord give you peace." And in their rough, patched-up tunics, they reminded the Sultan of the Sufis, whom the Sultan revered for their mystical insight into the Quran. The Sultan listened to Francis attentively as he preached, and he and his companion were treated with great respect. The Sultan presented him with an ivory horn, which traditionally is used by the Muslims to call their people to prayer, and sent them back over the lines under protection. And this horn is available to be seen in Assisi up to the present day.
Oh, wow.
The meeting didn't succeed in bringing the Fifth Crusade to an end, However, it provided the foundation for the World Day of Prayer for Peace in Assisi, which Pope, now Saint John Paul II, began. In memory of the visit of Saint Francis to Sultan Al-Kamil at Damietta, Pope Francis visited the Grand Imam of Al-Azhar in the United Arab Emirates and in February 2019 signed a declaration promoting human fraternity and respect. Pope Francis said that he thought divine providence wanted a pope named Francis to mark the 8th anniversary of Damietta. I often thought of St. Francis during this visit, the pope added. It helped me to keep in my heart the gospel, the love of Jesus Christ, while I was in the various moments of the visit.
That's a lovely story. St. Francis has had a big impact even outside of the Franciscan order in particular, because here in the diocese, we do the season of creation from the 1st of September up to the 4th of October, which is the day St. Francis died. And it seems like anything in his name is an effort to try and make the world a better place.
That's right, to try and bring peace. So this whole effort by St. Francis then to bring peace between the Muslims and the Christians continues to speak to us today, to me personally as well, to take risks, to reach out to others, even though I don't know how they may react. Because I believe that even greeting somebody who obviously is a Muslim on the street in Killarney or Tralee, it can be an opening to friendships as well. I think especially if, say, during Ramadan, and you see women who you recognise immediately as Muslims, wish them a good Ramadan, that's peace building as well. So to return then to the local level here in Kerry, I know that the primary schools with their teachers are doing a great job in helping them, the pupils, to appreciate nature and thus learning to care for creation, sowing seeds of hope in young minds.
Very good. Thank you for coming on, Father Billy. That's a great depth of knowledge and kind of a report of all the activities happening around the world, both with the Franciscan Friars and with the JPIC. So thank you very much for sharing that with us.
You're very welcome, David.
This is Sail the Soul by Liam Lawton.
Restore us, our God ever be.
Thank you very much for listening to Horizons. Feel free to contact me on davidsheehan@dioceseofkerry.ie. Thank you very much to all my contributors. Just the Thought for the Coming Week is by Mary Cogan. Until this time next Sunday, I hope you have a wonderful week. Thank you.